May it please God to bless us for a few moments as we continue our meditation in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, and we'll consider this evening from verse 17 to verse 21. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, and reading from verse 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Well, these verses conclude the defense of the Apostle Paul before the guard and those people that he was addressing. And he is referring now, we commence the 17th verse, and it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem. Now you may remember, after he was converted on that Damascus road, and he went into Arabia for some 3 years, and then he came back to Jerusalem. And we must consider that those 3 years were years of no doubt much instruction for the apostle, much revelation. We may think, well, it took a long time. Well, the Lord, you see, does that at his time scale. And he therefore was gracious to the apostle, who was so well equipped with that knowledge of the Old Testament, but he hadn't seen Christ. But you see, the Spirit of God then, in that desert place, revealed to him the Saviour, so beautifully set forth in the Old Testament. And therefore, what instruction it was, he indeed went to God's college in Arabia. And so he comes and he says, And when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, you see, he knew the place to go to. He went into the temple, and then we're told I was in a trance. And we're told, I saw in a vision. Yes, I prayed in the temple. I was in a trance. Now, we're not absolutely sure, of course, whether that was the same instance that we read of in that 12th chapter of the 2nd of Corinthians. But on both occasions, or the one occasion, it was very evident that the apostle was greatly blessed. Greatly blessed to have that wonderful privilege, therefore, of being in union with the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And surely it wonderfully equipped him to be numbered amongst the apostles. And as we read together in that 12th chapter, he refers to it in the third person. He didn't want to claim anything for himself. And it's good, you know, when preachers refer to things in the third person and don't exalt themselves. It's a dangerous thing to exalt ourselves, because we can easily become proud of some testimony or experience or perhaps vision that God has given to us. And so he speaks like this, and he tells us, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to revelation, visions and revelations of the Lord. He tells us, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. So it was some time ago that the Lord had appeared to him. Early on, it would seem, in his ministry, the Lord had come to him and granted him this wonderful revelation. Above 14 years, he tells us, that together, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. I have such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a man, a one will I glory, yet not of myself I will not glory, but in mine afflictions. And so he tells us there of that wonderful occasion, and what a view he had of the Saviour himself. Well, he refers here then to that vision which God gave him. I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Now the apostle had a good testimony to speak of, a good testimony concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. But here the Spirit instructed him to get out of Jerusalem. And the Lord does instruct. We may remember he instructed on that occasion the apostle to go into Macedonia, and how important it is to have directions from Almighty God. And so he tells us and said, and I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on them. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. Now, it's important to recognize and to observe that the apostle here doesn't only home in on the good things, we might say. He also homes in on the bad things. And he's a very honest person. And it's good, isn't it, when we are honest in God's dealings with us, that we don't just speak about the good things, but we have to acknowledge the wrong things we've done, the sinful things that we've done. And the apostle had to confess that it was him that stood by when God's servant Stephen was stoned to death. He wasn't proud of it, was he? Indeed, he was ashamed of it, because he says, and when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death. He didn't try and make any excuses. You know, we might indeed, faced with a situation, making a defence of our case, we might be tempted to make an excuse and give a reason why. We might say, well, of course, there were all those people that they needed their clothes to be looked after, and therefore that's what I had to do. He doesn't say things like that. He tells us, and he was consenting unto his death. A solemn confession, wasn't it, of the apostle? And kept the raiment of them that slew him. And the Lord continues speaking to the apostle. And the apostle tells us what the Lord spoke to him. You tell that multitude, you might think, well, Paul, why have you gone into those details? And this multitude wouldn't be interested in these things, and the captain and the centurions and the soldiers. Well, the apostle was directed by the Spirit of God to declare plainly the details that God had appointed for him. Sometimes, you know, people bring that scripture not to cast their pearls before swine, and therefore it's a good excuse not to say anything. Well, my friends, that's not true. We have the example of the apostle. And when that word was spoken, there are those very special blessings sometimes the Lord does grant to us. And they are what we might term pearls in our experience, which it would not be prudent to actually explain and to tell people. But here the apostle is very honest with his situation, and therefore he tells them what God has spoken to him, and how he acted, and how he reacted. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee for hence unto the Gentiles. He wasn't afraid to speak of God's leadings and God's directions to him. And here it was, no doubt not what these people wanted to hear. They would have expected to have heard a man like this who was a Jew, a true Jew, a true Pharisee, and he would have commented that he regretted what those things were he'd done, and now he decided to perhaps turn around. But no, he followed the word of the Lord. And my friends, how good it is for us today, as we have such solid examples in the word of God, examples which speak to us so clearly, so that we may never be ashamed of God's leading and of God's direction. And Paul, he wasn't one to count the cost. He didn't think, well, if I say that, of course, I'll have a much worse time. No, he was very honest. And he spoke the things, how God had led him, how God had directed him, and how God had blessed him. And so as we have these testimonies before us in the Word of God, may we be found following that path that those who were indeed led by the Spirit and were able to record for our encouragement in the day and age in which we live. Amen.